Before highways crisscrossed this nation, rivers often provided the best road to move cargo and passengers, but some of those rivers had mighty obstacles to be overcome. Today's American Countryside is about one of the biggest such challenges, and it's brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Being profitable is critical to your survival. High production costs require you to evaluate efficiency of your fertilizer program. Only Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, Agriculture Liquid has the products to maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Quality products stand the test of time. Shoup Manufacturing has been providing replacement ag parts for the better part of 40 years, many of which we make ourselves. If you're looking for quality parts at a fair price sold by someone who understands the machinery you rely on, then give us a call at 1-800-627-6137 or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
In today's northernmost Michigan was once an imposing obstacle for those traveling water highways.
There's a 21-foot drop here. It's the St. Mary's Falls, it was called originally.
Kevin Sprague is speaking of the falls at today's Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Commerce in this part of the world was so important, they began working on a better way to navigate those falls as far back as the 18th century.
The first lock built here was actually in 1797. It was built by the Montreal Fur Company on the Canadian side.
Interestingly, that important lock became a casualty of war, only to be revived by the country who destroyed it.
In 1814, during the War of 1812, U.S. forces destroyed that lock.
So there was no lock here for nearly 40 years after the young United States destroyed the then British-owned shipping channel in the War of 1812. During that time, there was another mechanism in place to get goods from one of the Great Lakes to the other.
They had warehouses at the bottom of the rapids, and then they transferred cargoes up to vessels that were waiting in the Lake Superior side.
In the 1850s, a lock replaced that railroad, and more locks opened over the years.
And another lock was built, the Wetzel Lock. And then again, another lock was built, which was eventually named the Poe. It continued on, we built the Davis Lock, the Sabin Lock, the MacArthur Lock. So we've had a continuous series of lock construction projects here over the last 150 years.
It's a full-time job managing the locks and ships that pass here. More next time as we head through the Sioux Locks, as we travel the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.